Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations on getting through your 9-5. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob, let's do this. Let's talk a little Chiefs Bills. Let's shout out Baker University. Let's play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes. Let's get people on their way in the 5 o'clock hour.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
As always, Carrington, the hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era. All right, so two things I'd like to talk about before we play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes. Thing number one is this. If you go on ESPN's NFL page, and right there on the homepage, there is a story called What to Expect at the NFL Trade Deadline for Every Team, Perfect Fits, Candidates, Needs, all of those things. I would advise you to click on it. I would then click on the Kansas City Chiefs because that's your favorite football team. And then scroll down. They have a piece from Jeremy Fowler and a piece from Nate Taylor. This is what it says. Will the Chiefs be adding, subtracting, or sitting out? Jeremy Fowler writes, I believe the Chiefs will largely stand pat, save for a modest defensive move. The Chiefs are inclined to stay put on the offensive side, but they will explore defensive line depth. I think as we are heading into the trade deadline, the one question is, are the Chiefs willing to spend any level of resources when it comes to their defensive line? Now, I think there is a variety of what we could potentially be talking about. I think for the most part, the Chiefs have made their trade deadline move. The Chiefs at the trade deadline picked up Mike Pinnell today, a guy who last year played in 30% of the snaps, a guy who was getting starter reps for this team in August, a guy that obviously has playoff experience, a guy who fits your locker room, fits your culture, fits your scheme, and a guy that you know really, really well. I think that's going to be the biggest move that they make. I could end up being wrong, but if the Chiefs end up making a move, I think it's a Joshua Uche kind of move. I don't think they're doing what they did last year with DeAndre Hopkins. I thought it was pretty clear last year that the Chiefs needed another wide receiver, and it was a wide receiver heavy market. You remember Amari Cooper got moved, Deontay Johnson got moved, DeAndre Hopkins got moved. So if you were in the business of looking for a wide receiver, it was the time to go get one. The Chiefs went out to go get one, and I think that was the right decision for them. I don't think that that market has kind of popped up the same way at defensive line. I don't think the Chiefs are going to spend the necessary resources to really go get a guy that impacts you when we're talking about pass rush. If you're talking about adding one of the premium positions, and it's something that almost every team in the NFL could get better at, You could always get better in pass coverage. You could always get better at getting after the other team's quarterback. So finding a player that you think really makes a difference, it usually ain't cheap. And if there's one thing I think the Chiefs have shown you, at least around the deadline, is they're pretty smart about their resources and the kind of player that they are going to get. So it is either a veteran player who is 32, 33 years old, who is looking to chase a ring, and I don't think that that player has really emerged yet in that market, or it's going to be a 24, 25-year-old who was good 3 years ago, has been injured for the last couple of years, and the Chiefs are just seeing if there's anything left in the tank, and they could try to squeeze the last bit of that rookie contract that they have. So I don't want to go into the trade deadline with just unrealistic expectations, especially when I don't think the Chiefs need a whole lot. The Chiefs are the second-best offense in the National Football League by the numbers, and they're a top-five defense. I just don't think the Chiefs are spending a fourth-round pick, a third-round pick to significantly change their roster. Could they make a sixth-round, seventh-round pick kind of move? Sure, but those aren't the moves that you think really move the needle. So I agree with what Jeremy Fowler is saying. I think for the most part, the Chiefs are going to stand pat. I think they've already made one of their two moves, and the other possible move will be trying to go pick up Colin Saunders, another guy that fits that criteria, a guy they know, a guy that fits their locker room, a guy that fits their scheme, and you know you can instantly plug in on your roster.
Me and you see it the same way. Me and Jeremy Fowler see it the same way. Bob Fesco earlier today, we played the cut earlier about how he's hearing that right now the trade deadline is quiet. I think it's quiet because I think there's too many teams that are in that middle territory, and we don't know what to do with them. Do they buy or sell? And because of that, the price is spiked up, and the Chiefs are low on cap space, and they're not giving up a premium asset at the deadline here in 5 days. So maybe it's Colin Saunders, maybe it's a Joshua Uche type of trade, but I don't think we are seeing a DeAndre Hopkins or higher level move from the Kansas City Chiefs. I would say the roster is their roster, which is a good spot to be in because their roster might be the best in the NFL when they are healthy and firing on all cylinders.
I also think when it comes to the trade deadline, I think that fans want the football trade deadline to be like the basketball one and the baseball one. At the baseball trade deadline, you can absolutely make a move that will significantly impact your roster. We see that happen every year in baseball. You don't have a closer, you can go get another team's closer. You need an eighth inning guy, you can do it. You need a bat in the middle of your lineup, you can go find that player. Same thing in basketball. You need three-point shooting. You need a defensive specialist. You can go acquire that player and add them to your roster. That's just not really how the NFL trade deadline works. We can just look at last year. I mean, Devontae Adams got moved. I don't think he made a significant advantage for the Jets. Amari Cooper got traded. He got traded to an actual contending team. Amari Cooper didn't really make a big impact. DeAndre Hopkins got traded last year. I mean, I guess he was fine. I don't think the Chiefs made the Super Bowl because DeAndre Hopkins helped put them over the top. Marshon Lattimore got traded last year during the deadline. Deontay Johnson got traded last year. The Lions traded for a pass rusher. Za'Darius Smith got traded last year at the deadline. He didn't make a big difference. I just don't think that the football trade deadline works that way. I think it's really, really hard to think that you are going to pluck somebody off another team in week 9 and then think that they are going to help you and they don't know the system, don't know the scheme, don't know the lay of the land, don't know the temperature. I just don't think football works that way. So if you're equipped with that information, I'm not saying do nothing. But last year, when you needed a running back, you looked at the free agency pool. You picked up Kareem Hunt. This year, when you needed defensive line help, you looked at the free agency pool. You could go pick Mike Pinnell. Go find one of those kind of moves. Is there another defensive lineman out there that's on a practice squad or is a free agent that's available that you think could help? DJ Humphreys last year at left tackle. Like, those guys just exist. You could find those guys. That'd be the market that I would shop in if you're Kansas City, if you got the price that we think they're willing to spend. You don't have great draft pick compensation. You don't have a whole lot of cap space. So let's not have a pipe dream in what they could potentially do. Add a rotational defensive piece that builds depth and can step in case of an injury and move on with the rest of the season. That's the kind of move I think they make.
So on the text line asks, and I think we can have this conversation because it's in the same vein, With Pacheco hurt, doesn't running back mean that doesn't running back become a position they need to make a move?
I don't think they're trading. One reason I would say is I don't think they're trading for Breece Hall. And if you're going to trade a sixth or a seventh round pick for a running back, why not just call up Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Why not just play Elijah Mitchell? Why not just play Carson Steele? If you're not going to spend any resources at running back, and the Chiefs have shown us over the last year they're not going to spend any resources at running back, now we think at the deadline they're going to trade for Breece Hall? That doesn't seem realistic to me.
I would 100% agree. Now, me and you and the results will tell the story. We can have a conversation of if they have enough at running back, but they are not adding another body of consequence. They are not adding Breece Hall. They are not adding what other running back name you think really moves the needle. They are probably adding an Elijah Mitchell type once they get Elijah Mitchell off the practice squad. That's what I think is happening in the next 2 to 4 weeks. And I know what? As someone who hates running back, I think that's the right move, because before he got hurt, Pacheco probably looked the best we have seen Pacheco look in 18 months. Like, he looked good on Sunday before the injury. Now, I don't know if he'll come back to that level, but I don't think the Chiefs are in dire need of running back, and I don't think they're using draft assets to add a running back a year after they did literally nothing at the position. I think they are standing pat everywhere except for rotational defensive linemen, and I'm not even sure they're doing that. I can't guarantee that's happening.
I think before we play the Patrick Mahomes interview, we have to acknowledge that Mike Pinnell is back. I mean, it happened faster than even I thought it was going to happen. We set the DraftKings line at minus 250, the FanDuel line. We set it at minus 250 for him to be to practice on Thursday. He technically didn't miss a second of practice for Bills week. They didn't practice on Tuesday because you can't practice on Tuesday. It's a league-mandated off day. Day one of practice in preparation for the Buffalo Bills game. He is there first day, ready to go. I mean, it's almost like he hasn't missed anything. He's been playing for Cincinnati. You bring him back. You know he knows the system. He was just on the team 2 months ago. I mean, this was a move that just made too much sense for all sides. And then seeing today at practice, he's up there and he's play fighting with Chris Jones and they got a little secret handshake with each other. If it was only $500,000 on salary cap space to make Chris Jones happy, hey, sometimes you got to do that, you know? Sometimes you got to keep Derek Dieter around just because somebody's got to carry Patrick Mahomes' golf clubs, you know? And it just makes Pat happy to have him around. Sometimes you got to end up doing that. Sometimes you got to have Giannis's two brothers on the team just because it makes Giannis happy. So if it makes Chris Jones happy and it doesn't cost you really any amount of money to have Mike Pinnell around and they get to do their handshake and that's his brother, man, good for everybody.
Everything, and hopefully, you know, life do a full circle and we get my guy back. Mike Pinnell is a heck of a locker room guy. And, you know, so many things I can say about my brother. We got to get my brother back.
They got him back, man. I hope that Chris Jones meets with the media tomorrow so you can just see the smile on his face. I know he's happy. You should have saw him. If you haven't seen the video yet, go on Nate Taylor's social media account and just see the level of enthusiasm. He had a different bop in his step today at practice. Good for him. Hit it, Rob.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Every week, we are happy to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. And his appearance on the show is brought to you by our friends at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. How do you and your family handle Halloween? I'm guessing that neighborhood knows that this is your house. People like to come up to your house. How do you and Brittany handle Halloween? How do you handle trick-or-treaters?
Most of the time we are the trick-or-treating, just with the kids and stuff like that. So while we're while we're doing that, we usually put the bowl of candy out on the front patio or the front porch, whatever you want to call it. And so that's how we usually roll with it. And by the time we get home, it's usually all gone. So I don't know if that's one person taking it all or if that's a lot of people coming by the house.
What kind of candy are you guys divvying out? Are you guys getting like king size candy bars? Are you getting like those little like, you know, variety packs and just, hey, you can grab a handful of it? How are you guys handling giving out the candy?
It's a mixture of both. You know, we do the variety packs, but we also do some of the king size stuff as well. And so I want everybody to have a good time, and I want everybody to get everything they want. So I try to keep it mixing it up every year and as many options as possible.
All right. So I have six candies that I want to go through with you really quickly. I want you to tell me if you would give these candies a thumbs up or a thumbs down and why you feel that way. Let's start with gummy bears. Where are you at?
Yeah, I can do gummy bears. Just depends, you know. But it's not my favorite, but I can do it for sure.
All right, where are you at with a York peppermint patty?
That's a thumbs down for me. I'm not a big peppermint fan.
How about Whoppers? You know those like little chocolate milk balls? I like them, but they're very controversial. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah, if it's the only option I had, I'd give it a thumbs up.
Candy corn.
Definitely. I actually had this discussion the other day with some guys. It's like only Halloween once or twice, thumbs up, rest of the year, thumbs down.
All right, two final candies here. First up, lemon heads.
That's a thumbs down for me.
Last one, yellow starburst.
I mean, you got to eat the yellow starburst to appreciate the red and the pink. So, I mean, you got to eat the yellow and the orange. So, got to give it a thumbs up. It's not as good as the other ones, but it plays its part.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's take a look back really quickly before we move on to you guys' game on Sunday against the Bills. You guys started this homestand under 500 with a very important Sunday night football game against the Lions. You guys had an incredible homestand. You guys outscored your opponents 89-24. What are you most proud of? What was the most impressive for you, given how you guys played this homestand?
Yeah, I think it's just the progression of getting better and better, offense and defense and special teams, everybody. It's got better while we were at home, and we had Arrowhead on our side, and so we have to continue that. You know, we played some good football teams, and we've gotten better as the season's going on, but we're going to have a nice stretch of games starting off with Buffalo, and it's going to be a tough environment. So we got to continue to get better and try to find a way to win this game in a tough environment.
One thing that you told me a couple of weeks ago when we were having a conversation was about the wide receiver room and how much guys really like each other. I've been really paying attention to that, and you can just get a sense of it, man. Guys really like playing for each other. Guys like seeing other guys have success. It feels like the camaraderie is very high right now amongst the team. It feels like the chemistry and confidence is also very high amongst the team as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it speaks to just the culture that we've kind of built here, and guys like each other, and they want to go out there and win, and they want everybody to succeed. And so that's not going to happen every single game that everybody's going to get all the catches or all the yards or whatever it is. But I think if you just play your part and you get yourself open whenever you get the opportunities, the football's going to come your way, and then you'll be able to go out there and make an impact in the game.
You can't really call anything automatic, but it feels like Kareem Hunt on third and short or fourth and short, it's become as almost as automatic as anything in the league right now.
Yeah, no, he's doing a great job, man. I mean, he does a great job of finding the soft spots in the run and getting through there and getting the yards. You know, that's not an easy thing to do, and I think it's a weapon that we have is having him in those situations. And the offensive line's doing a great job giving him space to run with.
I also feel like that's just changed some of the philosophy amongst the team. One thing we were talking about on the show yesterday was, you know, you guys had fourth and one from your side of the field. I feel like in years past, you guys potentially punting that situation, it didn't feel like there was any hesitation. It felt like everybody had a lot of confidence in that offensive line and also Kareem to pick up the 1 or 2 yards.
100%. And I said this after the game. I mean, it's confidence in Kareem in the offensive line, and it's also confidence in our defense that they're going to get stops if it doesn't work out. And so I think it speaks to the confidence of the entire team and the coaches have in us that we're going to go out there and make it happen. And if the slight chance that we don't, the defense is going to get the stop and get the ball right back to us.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I got to ask you about Travis. He ties the record. Very special moment at Arrowhead. How cool is it to see him have that moment? And you talk about the hard work that guys put in. This is the guy that's been doing it for a decade now.
100%, man. I mean, he comes to work every single day with the right attitude. And one of the main leaders, if not the leader of this football team. And he's a guy that practices harder than anybody, has a smile on his face, keeping guys motivated and ready to go. And so he's deserving of having these type of records broken, and that comes with the work that he puts in every single day.
Let's move ahead to Sunday's matchup against the Buffalo Bills. This is the 10th time that you guys will have played the Bills. It just feels like every year this game always means a whole lot. It's always really important, and it usually feels like it's around this time in the calendar.
Yeah, it is. It's always like late October, early November when we play, and it's kind of the season's rolling, and you know where everybody's kind of at in the standings and everything like that. And so we know it's going to take our best effort. I think that's what I've learned about every single matchup that we have, is it always comes down to the end, and it's two great football teams going up against each other, and it's going to be one play here or there. It's going to change the outcome. And so it's just about making those plays, staying motivated, staying up to the task, and going out there and playing your best football at the right time and making those big plays in the big moments.
I'm sure you've heard this comparison a million times, but, you know, you and I are from the same era of watching football. You know, every year you circled Brady against Manning, and you knew whether it was Patriots-Colts or Patriots-Broncos, you knew how important that matchup was going to be. How cool is it to kind of grow up watching that rivalry and now essentially be in the middle of your own version of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really cool just being able to be in these big games and playing against the best of the best at quarterback and at teams. And so, I mean, it speaks to the work that both organizations have put in every single year to be in these big games year after year. And I think it just it speaks to the people that are in each building. So it's been a lot of fun, man. I mean, go up and playing in these big football games against these top tier quarterbacks, and having a friendship with Josh as well. It's cool to be able to go up there and know that he's going to play his best football in the big moments, and I plan on trying to do the same.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. You know, what's the relationship like between you and Josh? Because it appears you guys are very friendly, but there's also a rivalry there. You want to beat him, he wants to beat you. What's the relationship like? What's the rivalry like between you and Josh Allen?
Yeah, I mean, I think off the field, I mean, I respect the way he plays the game and the way he handles himself. And so I think off the field, we kind of have similarities as far as being interested in golf and being interested in just being around our family and competing and just being good people. And so I think that kind of tends itself to have a friendship as far as golf and stuff like that. But I mean, I know just like me, he's as competitive as ever. So when we get on the football field, it's all about going out there and finding a way to win for the football team. And so it's definitely a friendship that on game days is not a lot of talking. It's about going out there and competing.
We've talked about this before. You know, you're a part of a big three with you, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. It feels like you guys push each other. You got a couple of MVPs. Lamar has a couple of MVPs. Josh Allen has an MVP. It feels like you guys really push each other to bring the best out of one another.
Yeah, I think that's just the quarterback position these days. I mean, there's so many great quarterbacks. I mean, you see it every Sunday of all the guys that are around the league making plays happen. And you want to push yourself to be even better. And you know if you don't, you're going to get passed up by these other guys. And it takes your best effort every single week. And so, I mean, Josh and Lamar have kind of been those guys that have pushed me every step of the way, being here the longest kind of with me. But at the same time, man, these young guys are coming hungry as ever. So it's going to take all of us to keep playing our best football to try to stay on top.
I think a lot of people, if you ask them, you know, what's their memory from this rivalry, a lot of people would say the 13-second game at Arrowhead. When I think of this rivalry, I think of when you guys went on the road in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Up to that point, you hadn't played a road playoff game. There were those conversations of what is this team going to look like. You guys go on the road and you get the tough win, and then it's that image of you running off the field, and fans are just throwing snowballs at you.
Yeah, no, the fan bases are passionate for sure. I think it's for me, I like that one more just because we won the Super Bowl that year in the 13-second game. We lose the next game. So I think it's been a lot of great games. And even the games that we've lost have come down to the very end. And I think it's a great rivalry. And we just go out there and know, like I said, it's take our best football. And you're going to have memories after the games. Hopefully they're good ones.
You just mentioned it. Where would you kind of rank the fan? I don't know if animosity is the correct term, but certainly you're not very popular there for understandable reasons. Where does it kind of rank with some of the other visiting stadiums you go into?
No, it's up there. They definitely don't like me or the Kansas City Chiefs. But, I mean, I love it. I mean, I love that, like, they're that passionate about their fans, their team, and that's what you want in sports, man. And you want to keep it – you want to keep it a hostile, but at the same time safe. But at the same time, I mean, you want it to be a great environment and a great atmosphere. And you know, going up to Buffalo, you're going to get a great one. And now it's about going out there and kind of bonding together with your teammates and going out there and trying to find a way to win.
Last two things here. Kansas City, they love their tailgating. I don't know if anybody loves tailgating more than Buffalo. You got to be on a different level to try to pile drive somebody through a table.
Yeah, I've never tried to do it, and I don't plan on it, but it looks like it's fun for those guys. So, I mean, they can keep doing it. Part of their tradition.
And last thing here, you were a baseball guy. We had an 18-inning baseball game. What's the longest baseball game you've been in?
Man, I couldn't even tell you, but 18's a lot of innings. I try to stay up after the game. You know, I got my adrenaline pumping, and I get after the game. It's the ninth inning, and I turn it on, and I'm watching it kind of in the locker room, and then all of a sudden I go home, and it's the 11th inning, and I stayed up to – I was mad. I stayed up to like 1 something in the morning to the 17th inning and just passed out, fell asleep. And of course, Freddie Freeman hits a walk off in the 18th. So I missed the walk off, even though I tried to stay up for it. But it's been a great series, 2-2, and they're still in LA, and then they'll have to go back to Toronto. It's been great series to watch.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as we get you ready for one of the most anticipated games of the regular season, the Chiefs and the Bills. Patrick, great luck, man. We'll catch up with you after the bye week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Every week, we are happy to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and his appearance on the show is brought to you by our friends at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. That was our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the rivalry that has developed between the Chiefs and the Bills. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
We Welcome back into the show, Rob. Let's talk about the rivalry that exists between the Chiefs and the Bills. Now, I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was telling you guys that I don't believe that the Chiefs and the Raiders are a rivalry anymore. They are in the same division, sure, but I don't think it's been a rivalry for quite some time. And that's not based on the fact that the Chiefs win a majority of the matchups. It's based on rarely do the games have any importance. Rarely do we get memories and stories from those games. Where, if you look at it through the lens of Chiefs and Bills, it's the exact opposite. This has taken the place of Patriots and Colts. This has taken the place of Patriots and Broncos, where if you are an NFC fan, so you have no ties, no bearing, it does not matter to you who wins this game. If you're a Lions fan, you know that there is a certain kind of game you are expecting when you sit down at 3:25 on Sunday and watch these two teams play. There is a history. There is a track record. You know that this is really important in the storyline of a National League football season. The same way that Patriots and Colts, you knew every year these are two teams that are going to win their division. These are two teams that got a chance to win a championship. The winner of this is going to potentially get the one seed, get a bye. I'm watching two Hall of Fame, two great quarterbacks. This means everything. These kind of matchups are why we like and follow the NFL, why we build up the storyline, why you build up the characters. You got one quarterback who has been to the last three Super Bowls. On the other side, you got a quarterback who has never been to a Super Bowl. The other quarterback can never beat the one quarterback in the playoffs. Can he finally do it? It's why the NFL is so popular, because it creates a character arc within the television show. So as I'm watching this and I'm seeing the matchups and the games and the storylines and the competition, the last four games that these two teams have played, the AFC Championship game, you don't really got to put more stakes on it than the winner of it goes to the Super Bowl. We're watching that. Of course we're watching it. 60 million people are watching that. Wait, this is the second time that this has happened before? These are the last two NFL MVPs? It's a storyline that writes itself. You then think in the regular season, these two teams played each other. They played each other around the same time as they are playing now. The game last year was on November 17th of last season. You remember, that was a close one-possession game heading into the fourth quarter. Had all the drama, had all the intrigue, and the Buffalo Bills had a decision to make. It's fourth down. They're going to go for it. They end up going for it. They win the game. Go back two seasons ago. Who ended Buffalo's season? It was Kansas City. Buffalo was at home. First time they had Patrick Mahomes at home in a playoff game. You remember that also was the first time that Patrick Mahomes went on the road in the postseason. Storylines behind it. What does that look like? Chiefs win that game 27-24. The last regular season game, I guess in 2023, they played a regular season game. That was the Patrick Mahomes blow up on the sideline, the Kadarius Toney lateral with Travis Kelce. There's something that happens every time that these two teams play each other. That's what a rivalry is. A rivalry is good games, good competition, great storylines, great players, coaches, fan bases. It is all of those things. It is the buildup, and it has to be important. This game matters. I'm not saying the Chiefs can't be the one seed if they don't win this game. They already got four losses. You've lost the tiebreaker to the Buffalo Bills. That's going to be really, really important at the end of the season, and you're going to need that to keep pace, to keep up. So this, to me, is the best rivalry in sports that we have right now. Better than any rivalry in the NBA, better than any rivalry in baseball, better than any rivalry that we currently have in college football. You know there is a certain brand, there is a standard, there is something attached to when these two teams play each other. So I expect it to continue what we've seen. This is going to be a 27-23 game heading into the fourth quarter. Who can make a play here? Who can get a stop here? Who can avoid the big mistake? There's just something that you've come to expect when you watch these two teams play against each other.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I agree with you. This is the biggest rivalry, at least in the NFL. I do think college rivalries and college sports rivalries will always trump this, but that's a different conversation for a different day. Do you think this can really be viewed as one of those type of rivalries if the Bills never get it done in the postseason? Because right now, and we will talk about these stats throughout the week, Patrick Mahomes in the regular season does struggle against the Bills. The Bills get the upper hand a lot in the regular season. Before this year turns, it's Bills get Chiefs in regular season. We've seen that story a bunch. It never happens in the postseason. Can this be one of those rivalries if the Bills never get it done? Because eventually, I know everyone likes to compare it to Peyton and Tom Brady. Peyton got him eventually. We have never seen Allen get Mahomes. Can it be that rivalry if it's just regular season intrigue?
I think so. And I think it's very important to note when it comes to all of this is it didn't instantly happen for Peyton Manning when it was against Tom Brady. Everything you were saying about Josh Allen, and I'm not saying you're right or wrong to feel that way, but everything you were saying about it was exactly what people said. The Patriots won the first six times that they played Buffalo, or excuse me, that they played Indianapolis. They won the first six times. I mean, Peyton didn't beat he didn't beat Tom Brady in the postseason until 2006. Think about that. The Patriots beat the Colts every year, and the first time that the Colts got a win that really, really mattered until 2006. So I'm not sure when Josh Allen will beat the Chiefs. Maybe Josh Allen never beats the Chiefs, but we would never say that the Patriots and the Colts weren't a rivalry, and it ended up being almost the exact same. The Patriots won eight of those four matchups. The Colts only won one of those games in the postseason. And the one time they won in the postseason, lo and behold, that was the year that the Colts went on to win the Super Bowl. And then almost the exact same thing kind of happened whenever Peyton Manning went to the Denver Broncos and the Patriots also won the series when it comes to those teams. So, yeah, I'm not saying we put too much stock on that of, oh, well, how can it be a rivalry if one team wins? No, it's a rivalry because it matters. It's a rivalry because you know the importance that it has in the division, in the conference, and there is a mutual respect, I think, for both sides, and also a mutual hatred that both sides have. If there is one fan base that wants to see the Chiefs fail, it's Buffalo's. Like, they have the Hall of Fame quarterback. They're in a division that every year they feel like they can win. The only thing stopping Buffalo from having one or two of these things is you. That's the only thing stopping them. They have everything else. They have the quarterback. They have the offense. They've had a good defense the last couple of years. Great head coach. They always make the postseason, home field advantage. The only thing that has stopped Buffalo from being Philadelphia, that has stopped them from being Seattle, we saw in the early 2000s, has been the Kansas City Chiefs. And to me, that's what makes it a rivalry. I don't think a rivalry needs to be 50-50. Each team needs to win. There always has to be stakes attached to it. There has to be animosity attached to it. And that's what I think you have when these two teams play each other. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Rob, you know that currently I am in the process of exploring if I'm going to go from a renter situation to a buying situation. I'm just tentatively deciding if that's what I want to do. I don't know yet. I've gone around and I looked and everybody is telling me, well, before you go look, you got to sit down with the lender and you got to ask some questions. You can figure out. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I had that scheduled today to sit down with somebody and, you know, they ran my numbers and all this kind of stuff. And Rob, as I was listening to this woman talk to me and kind of explain the process and all these different things, she rattled off, I'm not joking, at least 7 different fees that you got to pay for. It was like, oh, well, you got to pay this fee. And then I was like, how many fees are there? And she was like, oh, it's a lot. Rob, more and more, as I continue this process for the first time, and I go through it, no part of it sounds very fun to me. Everybody talks about how important home ownership is and how you got to own things. I don't got to pay these fees anymore. What you had to do this? This was a common thing?
It's a very common thing.
Oh, my goodness. I felt like she was making up fees in the process of us talking.
You're going to buy a car soon, or you were talking about buying a car. There's all sorts of hidden fees of buying a car. You got to register it. There's all sorts of fees.
You're saying life just has fees attached to it.
Life has fees.
You're saying so like the same way when you buy a ticket and then they charge you a bunch of different fees mm-hmm. that don't even make sense. Ticketmaster will charge you to email it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay an emailing fee. Wait, what? How? I got to pay $3 for you guys to email it to me? Doesn't make any kind of sense. So you're saying that's the same thing here, that I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to think about it. Then she was explaining like, oh, well, if you want to put this percentage down, but some people try to put 20% down. I was like, wait, hold on. Like, I'm looking at this number. I mean, I ain't the best at math, but I feel like I deal in percentages almost every single day of my life. Like, people just got $25,000, $30,000 to just put on a house. Like, what is happening? She's like, oh, well, you know, some people get it from their grandparents or some people. I was like, well, my grandma's dead. I don't know. There's no grandma coming to give me a lump sum of money.
This is part of the racket, though, and why owning is better than renting. If you get through that first one where you're like, oh, God, I got to put a massive down payment down. I'm basically in debt. This is a problem. You now then sell that house, and the next house you buy or whatever, you have the lump sum built into the sell job. So when we sell our house, we're looking to move in 2026. When we sell, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take some of the profit from that house and use it as a down payment on the next one. So you're good.
That's what she was telling me. That's what she was telling me.
To get the wheel spinning sucks.
I mean, we were going through all the different numbers. I mean, it was a very good conversation. I mean, I was happy to have the conversation. This is the first time I've ever done this. I've only lived in one place. I was living at home. When I was doing 9 to 11, when I was on the Danny Parkin show, I was still living at home. I didn't make enough to live on my own. And then we got the afternoon job, and I was like, all right, I make enough. I can live in my own apartment. So I've got my own apartment, and I've lived at that apartment the entire time that I've been in afternoons. I've lived in the exact same place. But now I'm getting to the point, I'm like, man, I need another bedroom. I just want more space. I just want to live in a different neighborhood. I want to live in a different building. Like, I'm having all of these different feelings. So now, for the first time, like, I haven't even considered moving in the last decade or so. I've been very happy with where I am. Now that I'm unsure about it and I want to go through the process, I'm just learning. I'm like, this doesn't sound very fun to me. No part of this sounds fun. Why have we created this system?
I mean, I don't know if you've heard this before, but it's pretty common knowledge. Being an adult, not a fun experience. You know why people wax poetically about their college and high school days? There were no bills. There was no responsibility. You just got to live your life. You're about to be a 35 to 40 year old man.
Yeah, you know, but I'm asking this question. This is what I maybe am asking. Now that we are the adults, why don't we make adulting more fun? Think about that.
Because
can't we make the rules now? Don't we make the rules? When we were kids, we had to go by the rules that our parents set. And then you would ask, hey, why do we do this? And I'm sure your mom said, because I said so. You remember, that was a common thing. Mom, because I said so. And it was just understood. I'm the adult. You're the kid. Now that we are the adults, why don't we do a better job in just making the rules?
What would make
like how many times? I mean, I'm serious. How many times at our job have you had a very serious question about something and you said that doesn't make any sense? And then you were talking to the one person that could help it make sense. And they're like, I don't know. That's just the way it is. Then why don't you change it? You're the boss. Why can't you change it? It reminds me of that one line in Coming to America. Remember the one line in Coming to America where Hakeem wants to marry the woman? And then the king is like, well, that's not how we do it in our country. And then his wife looks at him and says, but I thought you were the king. I thought you could change the rules. Why can't we change the rules? We're the adults. Why can't we do it? Some political figure, we should tell Hartzell to do this. Why don't you run on less fees? That's what your political thing should be. Less fees. I'd vote for that person. I really would. I would vote for the less fees person. They don't got to do anything else. Have no other stance. I don't care what you do in your personal life. We're going to pay less fees. That's it. Somebody said it would take all the adults to do it at once. That's a good point. Because there's some adults that want these fees.
And some adults are getting paid out on these fees. Sure. They like the fees.
For sure. No, that's certain. That's for sure. All right, tomorrow we really start our deep dive. We start getting ready for Bills and Chiefs. I appreciate you guys. You know what? Stay away from fees. That's what we learned today. It's the drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.